Thank you for joining us. It's the midweek edition of The Roundup, Hanko or Fact. Sponsored on WRCO-FM by Julie Karen State Farm, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, and Syme Funeral Home. It's The Roundup.
The Roundup.
With Phil and Hank. Is Hank full of Hanko? Let's find out now.
Move them on. It's time for The Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out.
Ride them in.
Cut them out.
Ride them in.
Good morning, Philip.
Hanko.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing fine.
In facto.
That's right.
Oh, how are you doing?
Yeah, not bad.
You had a good game last night?
I did.
Yeah.
So you laid an egg during the chicken dance on there, too. So.
A couple of them.
Did you?
Yeah, really?
Good
I did.
For you.
Yeah. So good to go. Breakfast almost served. If Joanne can cook them up, we'll be good to go.
I was sitting at Old County Stadium many years ago, and they played the chicken song or the chicken dance, and people are doing the chicken dance, and this guy next to me, older guy, says, "That's my song. I'm the first one to record that in America." And I'm thinking, how many beers has this fella had?
You know, like, how many chickens has this guy laid?
And we talked a little bit, and turns out it was Bob Kames, who was, he was the first guy to bring it. It's a European song, but the first guy to bring it here and record it. He's from Milwaukee. But he told me this whole story, you know, and I told him, and he actually sent me some records of the radio station that he recorded. But that, those were the days before the internet, so he couldn't, like, is this guy lying, you know?
I gotta go to the library.
But I went home and found out he wasn't lying.
It's, well, it was good for you.
Just by happen chance happened to sit by
It's
him,
a great so. Song.
Yeah, well, there you go. Absolutely.
Probably my second favorite song.
Second favorite. What's the first? Dueling Banjos?
It is.
Yeah.
So.
Your school song.
If I could ever, you know, a CD of that. Or
oh, yeah, just play just it those, on yeah. continue.
Just continuous.
You gotta buy a car before 2017, though, or you don't have a CD player.
Right. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, it's sad. You know, under the dash 8-track player.
Well, or didn't you say there was a 4-track at one time?
Yeah, they started out as 4-tracks on airlines is where the 8-track tape started.
Okay.
And then Ford was the first car. They were in the Ford Mustang, I think, was the first vehicle they were in. And I bought June an 8-track of John Denver for Mother's Day, too.
Oh, congratulations.
People thought I was kidding on that, and I really did. So she was impressed, and she said, "But I don't have a player." I said, "Well, that's coming next Mother's Day."
Yeah, oh, my goodness.
What do you do,
well,
Hank?
Well, what is it? What is it? Poor June.
She's got to wait.
Every day it's a battle.
She has to wait. But the other thing we want to do is say happy birthday to Bo Hendricks.
It's happy birthday, Bo.
Birthday. I didn't realize how close you two were to being twins.
We're close.
Real close.
We're real close, yes.
And I was thinking about the old movie that featured Danny DeVito and Arnold Schwarzenegger.
They were
twins. So you guys could play that. But
we could.
But you realize you'd be the Danny DeVito
character. Yeah, without question. Bo towers over me. Hey, are you ready for today? And it's like,
what do you do?
Yeah, what do you do? Hey, the Dueling Banjos, okay?
Yes.
Is it both banjos?
Yes.
So in the movie Deliverance.
Yes.
They had a guitar and a banjo. Not two, even though they call it the Dueling Banjos.
Right. I think the song, I don't know if it's the exact song that was in the movie.
Oh, I heard it. I'm pretty good at it. I heard it yesterday.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, it pops up every day. Say, hey, would you like to watch the Deliverance Dueling Banjos? Oh, why not?
Okay.
Anyway.
What do you do, Hank?
What do you do? What do you do? Hey, I will tell you this. Boise residents may not fish from a giraffe's back.
Really?
Yep. Can't do her. It's illegal.
You need a lot of line, though, because that's way up there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Huh. Imagine the heartburn on that thing.
I know it.
Yeah.
And you know, and we were talking that one day about if a giraffe drinks coffee.
Yes, yeah, so it'd be cold the time it reached its throat.
It would.
The bottom. It's just like,
what do you
poor,
do?
What a poor thing.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah,
can't even enjoy a nice cup of hot coffee.
Boy, if you have a sore throat, it's really sore.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And long.
Uh-huh.
Imagine the cough drop reaching down there.
Oh, yeah.
It would never make it to my tummy because I'd always chew it.
Yeah, I know.
So also, riding a merry-go-round in Idaho on Sundays is considered a crime.
I think that's probably true.
It is true.
Phil. Yes.
Yeah. Crazy, crazy stuff out there.
Crazy laws still on the books.
Napoleon was extremely short.
Uh-huh.
But I'm wanting to know, is it true or false?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Well, it's fiction, actually. He was actually 5'6". average height for his time, blamed the British propaganda in the French and English measuring mix-up.
I did not know that.
He was actually 5'6". I mean, he would be short today.
Yeah, but still.
I think Joanne would tower over
they
him.
They portrayed him as being probably about 5'2" or something like that.
Yep. The Great Fire of London was started by a baker who forgot to turn off his oven, Phil.
The days before they shut off automatically.
Yeah.
I'm going to say that's false.
No, it's true.
Is it really?
It started in a bakery on Pudding Lane in 1666. Always double check the oven, folks.
Pudding Lane.
Pudding Lane, yeah. Huh. And that Vikings wore horned helmets into battle.
I'm going to say that's false.
It is false. The image come from the opera costumes in the 1800s. Actual Viking helmets were horn free.
Oh.
So
the opera kind of embellished.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure.
I see.
Thomas Edison invented the light bulb.
I think that's kind of a trick question.
You think it is?
Do you think
I would throw a trick question at you, Mr.
I do.
Nee?
I do.
How hurtful.
I'm going to say it's not true.
It is fiction. He improved it. Okay. But many inventors like Humphrey Davy and Joseph Swan were first in the game for the light bulb.
Uh-huh.
So, but anyway, that's kind of neat.
He did something with the filaments or whatever.
Yes.
To improve it.
A war was once fought over a bucket.
Over a bucket.
Over a bucket.
Wars have been fought over crazy things. I'm going to say that's true.
It is true. The War of the Oaken Bucket in 1325 between Modena and Bologna in Italy started when a wooden bucket was stolen.
Oh, man. What was in the bucket?
I don't know, but it was a wooden bucket.
Yeah.
Maybe they were
cleaning out the barn.
Cleaning out Phil's man cave.
Yeah, well, that's right. You need a bigger bucket.
Yeah. George Washington had wooden teeth.
Well, I think that's been on one of my quizzes before, and I've referred to it as true, but I'm going to say this time it's false.
It is false. It's fiction. His dentures were actually made of ivory, gold, and other human teeth. Still not great, but not wooden.
Huh. Interesting.
Yeah, imagine that cavity.
There's
give me some lacquer over here.
Yeah, right. Fill her in with some saccharine. Yeah. There's a famous picture of him, a famous portrait or picture, and they always said that he kind of looked like he was in pain because of his dentures. I don't know if that's true or not.
My goodness. I just would have went denture-free.
Right. I had to be careful because when I laughed at the president's pictures, I would get a theme for Mrs. Brathwaite.
Oh, you would get in trouble all the time.
That's how I got the James Monroe, because I was laughing at his facial features or whatever. And so she said, he was a great man, write a theme. So I got to be careful about.
You might get it again.
Yes, right. Because, I mean, obviously, if somebody saw my portrait, there'd be a lot to make fun of as well.
Well, speaking of presidents, President Taft, once got stuck in a bathtub.
I think that's true. I think it was his toe or something like that, wasn't it?
All right, here, it's kind of factish, all right?
Oh, okay.
There's no official record. It's widely reported that a custom tumbo jug was later installed in the White House after that came out. So, just get a walk-in shower. Come on.
Well, right. Those were the days before that.
One more, because I know that you're a busy man. A baseball game once stopped for an elephant.
It's got to be true.
It's true. In 1913, a circus elephant wandered onto the field during a game in Kansas. The game paused for trunk interference. Oh my goodness.
I have
all of them.
Yeah, buddy. That's funny. I had a game stop one time for a stray dog.
Really?
I was playing a stray, I think it was in Waniwok. This dog came running onto the field and sat by me.
Really? Just right?
Just came and sat by me. They stopped the game and shoo the dog out of there. I wanted him to stay because he could help me retrieve those fly balls that went over my head. Hey,
come on, buddy.
Go get him,
buddy.
He can run faster than I can.
Well, anyway, my man, I hope you have an awesome day. It's Wednesday. Enjoy your night off. I'm sure that you'll be busy here doing something. So
maybe. Or knocking down some dandelions.
Oh, yeah. You got to knock them down.
Mm-hmm.
Have you noticed the fertilizer that I've placed in your yard that spells my name in your yard?
No, I haven't noticed that yet.
Well, you will. Have a good day and be
kind. Wonderful.